Welcome to Grace, Faith, and Works, the podcast, a raw and unique weekly conversation about faith and everything in between. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Grace, Faith, and Works, the podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. It is a first on the show. We have our very first guest, and this person is not only my sister and my friend, but she is a boss in the game of naturally curly hair. Her name is Brittany A. Morrow. She is a Christian entrepreneur of Coily Queens. Coily Queens is known for eliminating the awkward fro stage for women around the nation by providing naturally textured clip-ins, bundles, and wigs from 3A to 4C hair textures by day. She is a wife and full-time realtor by night, and she's helping Coily Queens crush their hair goals around the world. Let's welcome Brittany. Hey, girl.
Ooh, hi. I'm so happy to be on the show. I'm excited. I typically listen to a podcast, and it kind of gets me through the week. And so I'm just so excited to be a guest because I just love this show so much.
Yes, girl. Thank you. I love you so much. You are just like an inspiration. Like, you went into your business and literally just crushed it. Like, I was just telling you the other day, like, you have a whole commercial. Like, people who out here with commercials, though, sis? Like, you are really killing the game.
Thank you.
Literally.
Thank you. You always keeping me uplifted. I really appreciate it.
Yes, I love you, and you are so welcome. And I feel like, as sisters, as women of color, I feel like that's just something that we have to do. Like, just continue to lift each other up. We should not be statistics. We should not be stereotypical of what the black woman that is successful is. Like, what we see on TV of black women, what we see, you know, in the media of black women. Like, so that's just my goal. And I'm just super excited to have you here today. And you are making history. You are the first guest on the podcast, and I'm sure we're gonna have many, many more shows with you. So,
yes, I would love to be a part of it.
Yes, thank you again. So, let's get started. Where did you start off? So, yes, you have your bachelor's degree. What did you do after getting your bachelor's degree?
So my bachelor's degree is in public administration, so that's local government. So, I really enjoy, you know, trying to help people out within the court system, different things like that. So my ultimate goal was to become a lawyer. Clearly that did not go as planned, right? Because I'm not in law. I didn't go to law school. But during that time, it was a rough patch for me because I was studying for the LSAT, didn't pass the LSAT. And I'm just like, why am I not passing this? I'm really good at tests, things like that. And so then, you know what? I just went down and prayed. I prayed. For a while, I didn't hear anything, you know, but I kept praying. Then I ran into someone who recommended a book, and it was called The Success Principles. And so this book is by Jack Canfield, one of my favorite books. But it basically kind of helps you gauge what you enjoy in life, what you love to do, what you're good at. So from that, I kind of started learning, like, okay, I like to do this, I like to do that, and my goal is just to get my purpose. And so at the time, I'm still praying, I'm still fasting, I'm doing everything I need to do. And so then it's within the book, it's a it's just something you practice. So It's a worksheet. It's a worksheet within the book, and then you answer these questions. So some of the questions that you had to come up with was a statement, like, who are you? So I learned that I like to inspire and support people. So if you met me or if you know me well, I'm always like, oh yeah, girl, you gotta go here, get this, do that. And so from now, I'm like, okay, well, what am I good at? And I'm good at hair. I'm good at natural hair. So I've been part of my natural hair journey for about 5 years, but I have 4C hair. So it looked like I didn't start 5 years ago. It looks like my hair's the same way that I
started. Yes, sis, I know the struggle, yes.
And so, sometimes I became frustrated because my hair is past my shoulders, in the middle of my back, but when it's washed,
period,
it don't go past my ears.
Period.
And so I'm like, you know, there's some way, there's something I could do. And, you know, you, of course, you have those different stretching techniques. You can do bands, you can do braids, but even if you do braids, you still don't get the length that you truly have. And so from that, you know, I found like, hey, how can I eliminate this? And that's how I started Coily Queens. I wanted to help women eliminate that awkward first stage, or specifically for my 4C queens, you know, who, you know, it's going to be very hard to grow because you have to retain that hair length, but it's hard to do so because sometimes people don't know exactly how to properly moisturize their hair or detangle, so it's constant breakage, so it's not even going to show. So it's all those different variables, but in order to eliminate that while you're learning what to do, mm-hmm. you can add your clips. So that's how I got started. Started with the word, and then he gave me words to read a book, and from that mm-hmm. book, I found what I'm supposed to.
Yes, girl, I absolutely love it. I love your brand. I love everything that you've put into it. And watching you, because I was like watching you in the midst of God trying to get me to stop being disobedient and do what he had been telling me to do and stop being so shy and get rid of that fear. I know that fear is huge, and I'm going to ask you about that next. But I was watching you, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she is such an inspiration. Like she literally just was like, you came into our chat one day and was like, hey, guys, I have this hair. And you were like, okay. I mean, I was like, okay, Naya, she got this hair business. She about to start it up. And you just literally just took off from there. And I started seeing things on social media. And obviously, I bought some. Period. And it's amazing hair. I wore it when I went to Puerto Rico, and it was just amazing. I loved it. And I still have my hair, or I made it into a wig, as you know. So I still have it. And yeah, I can't wait to bring it back out when it cools down a little bit, girl, because, you know, it's real long. You know, I got the 22 inches, so it's thick. It's thick, okay? But I can't wait to bring it back out. But I want to take it back to that fear. How did you get over that fear of, okay, you got this bachelor's degree and you're in corporate America and you had a good job, by the way. You were making good money, and the fear of being like, okay, but God is pulling me towards this. I'm going to just go and do it. What got you over that fear?
You know, it took some time, honestly. It took a lot of time because you don't know what's going to happen. You still don't know, like, as you grow in your brand, or, you know, or you grow in wherever you're playing it, right? Mm-hmm. You just don't know what's next, especially if you're truly, you know, listening to, you know, God and hearing him. So what got me through was my husband.
Okay.
He believed in me more than I believed in myself.
Yes.
And so, like, I ended up stopped working at my job. Not to say I did that to go full-time as Coily Queens, but I'm also a realtor. At my job, it was a conflict of interest. I couldn't do real estate and work at that place at the time. So they were like, same day, either you're going to stop real estate or you're going to leave here. I'm like, oh, what? I got to go.
Period.
I have to go because at the time I had like two deals going. And those two deals were more than whatever I was getting that Friday.
Period.
I'm
okay.
Like, it is okay. Mm-hmm. Call my husband like, hey, Steve, I'm headed home. It went in at 8 o'clock, left at 9.
Wow.
He's like, what? I'm like, it's going to be okay. We're just going to pray about it, you know, right? Mm-hmm. So then he came home. He was like, you know what? Everything's going to be good because I know everything, you know, God has planned for us. Mm-hmm. And that was it. He just told me, he said, look, for this time, just focus on your business. You were staying up all those late nights. Now you have some free time.
Right.
Do what you need to do.
Yes.
Make sure you're doing marketing. Make sure you're doing this. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so internally, I'm like, but I'm not good enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And then I read a scripture, and it's just like, it's just so amazing how God is that he can't, you can open up the Bible and it's exactly what you need.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it was a scripture in Psalms 31. It says, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope with the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I understood that as, if God is with me, who can be against me?
Exactly.
You know, literally, like, who can, though?
Who can?
Because there's no one greater than him. And if you truly believe that, that means your steps will be ordered and, mm-hmm. you know, all things will be possible.
Yes.
Because he created everything. So I'm like, I always think of that when I'm down. I think of that scripture so I can just, you know, get that strength within me. Because, you know, just imagine if you were an individual, you had a bodyguard, you feel invisible.
Yes, but, right, know, right.
God is my bodyguard. Nobody can go against him. So I try to think of that in my, you know, in my quiet hours or in my times of disbelief or mm-hmm. whatever. I still try to go back to that word or just meditate. And that's really, truly what gets me through it. And then my husband, we both, you know, we try to pray and fast at the same time so mm-hmm. we can stay on one accord.
I love that. First of all, I love you and Steve. I love y'all relationship.
Thank you.
I love, as you know, I just started getting on the prayer call for your church, and Steve is on there faithfully, says, I'm like, yes, and he's always praying for you. I absolutely love that. Oh my goodness. When I hear that, I'm just like, that's goals. Like me and Dom, we growing, we getting there, but y'all are for real goals. And
y'all are too. You're inspiring. Like I tell you all the time, like,
yes,
because not only do you have a child, you are out here doing your thing.
Yes,
you have this podcast, you're going to school, and it's just so amazing. I'm just like, she doing all right with a baby. I gotta do something.
Yeah, but I feel like you said, you was like, my husband really was like that backbone that I needed to keep going and to get over that hump of the fear and understand, like, I know who I am. Of course, with your scriptures, of course, in your quiet time with God, but you had that support system.
Mm-hmm.
Being that it was just Steve, you had that support, and he did his job as a husband. He's doing his job as a husband. And I feel like a lot of people, I know just some people in some relationships, they don't have that same thing. So I feel like we are truly blessed in that aspect to have men who long for God, who seek God, and they truly just want to be a husband. They don't want none of the extra stuff that the world has to offer. Like I said, I really, really just love that. I really admire that. And you guys are definitely like on a pedestal for relationships for people to see and for them to model. So you started your business. You have Coily Queens. You're on Instagram. You're pushing out content. You're doing great. You got people buying the hair, people tagging you. But tell us about behind the scenes. Tell us about some obstacles or challenges that you faced in the beginning stages of your business. First, how long have you been in business with Coily Queens?
So I've actually been in business for about 8 months.
Okay. Yes.
I'm really proud to say that. That's what I kind of Google, because some people, I go to different pop-up shops. So I went on tour. I went to Chicago, Tennessee, just New Orleans. I went to a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I see my competitors who they're also interested in, you know, selling natural hair. And they'll come up and they'll give me this look like, okay, so how long you been in business? Kind of like trying to see where I'm at.
Right.
And I'll just be like, 8 months.
Wow, because you got God on your side. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, when you got God on your side, 8 months going to look like a few years.
Yeah, well, then they be like, oh, and I'm just like, yeah, because honestly, they come over there to almost make themselves feel a little bit better. Like, oh, they've probably been doing this for a while. I just started a month or 2 months ago.
Yes.
And then when I say 8 months, then their face changed, like, what?
But
then I go in and I try to, like, you know, give them some inspiration. Like, hey, do this, do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever everyone else does doesn't matter. But that 8 months was a long time. I made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. A lot of mistakes. One of them was I paid someone to, you know, do my website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, it's a WordPress website.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with WordPress, you have to kind of code in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So my website is stuck because I don't know how to code.
Right.
So that's one thing I would say, like, when you're starting off, don't go so big. I mean, of course, don't limit yourself. But, like, you know, I could have used, like, Square.
Mm-hmm.
Square is very easy to use. and different things like that. I also had problems with my photographer. My photographer, I paid him, and he gave me some terrible pictures.
Then I remember.
I'll do it over. Then when he was supposed to do it over, he canceled same day, like, you know what, I can't do it. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I already paid for these models' makeup, their outfits, and you're saying no, they didn't took off work.
Right.
So now I'm, you know, scraping up, trying to figure out how I can, you know, pay for another photographer. So it's just, you know, those different things. But besides that, like, sometimes with the hair, I don't have perfect inventory.
Yeah.
You know, so then I've learned different ways or contacting my vendors. So, hey, let me see your hair before you send it. Do not send me hair like this.
Yeah.
Send a picture. You know, sometimes, you know, you have those different communication barriers or different things like that. Another thing is one of my vendors, is also somebody very competitive in the same field. I didn't know that until I started seeing my exact content on their page.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so getting your information or your brand trademark is very, very important. Getting copyright rights, right? You need to get those things done. So those are obstacles that, you know, I went through. And so, you know, you just, with prayer, like, you know, I got out of it. Because in some situations, those things could have broke me completely, like, those photo shoots, they cost, right? And so what if I didn't find a photographer same day at the same time? Like, what's the odds? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I also got, you know, those pictures out. But despite that, there's always obstacles. I've sent brand influencers hair. They never did anything with the hair. So now I send out a contract.
Wow.
Like, no, you're signing this contract.
Yes.
You are totally obligated to, you know, doing that post or whatever the case may be. But different things with marketing, you know, you have to learn how to market your brand. And once you learn, you know, the ins and outs of that, that's how your brand's going to grow.
Okay. I love that. I love the big point here. I hope y'all taking notes. I hope y'all listening. Is when you have God on your side, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing something. It doesn't matter what obstacles come up against you, because when it's God ordained, it got to happen regardless. Because as you said before, if God is with you, who can be against you? So I really hope that everybody is listening and paying attention to that. And that's something that I continually push out on my platforms, that you need to have God in your life. You need to have God as the CEO. So my next question to you
Before you go on there, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just have to point this out.
Okay.
Because again, like, you know, I have these struggles, right, that I go through, but then it's just like, as an individual, as Brittany, not Brittany the owner, sometimes I'm struggling with that balance with, you know, maintaining my Christian life. Because sometimes I start getting Quilly Queens on the road, Quilly Queens is just doing so good. And then I forget for a few days to maybe pray for an hour, or, you know, just commune with him naturally. But then I listen to your podcast, and it gives me inspiration, because it's like, he's supposed to be my CEO. Girl, what are you doing? You need to go ahead and get in your prayer closet. And so I just want to say that, like, there has been times where I was just like, you know, just not on track. Like, I know that I needed to do something else. I need to, you know, be at a certain place. And I'm just still, and in that stillness, I wasn't praying. You know, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. But then I heard your podcast, and I was like, girl, what are you doing? You need to get down and pray.
Yes, I love that. Yes, that is so good, because, like I be saying, it's not easy to just be like, God is the CEO, I'm following God, this and this, because sometimes we like, is he even listening or even talking to me? Like, am I talking to myself at this point? And I feel like we've all been there. And I feel like for people who are just starting out in their journey with God, they probably going through the same thing, like having the same thoughts, like, is this even worth it, type of thing. And I'm so happy that you touched on that, because that is super important, and that is so good to keep in mind that, y'all, we're not perfect. We still human. And we still go through everyday trials and tribulations like the same person. The difference is, even when we felt like God wasn't listening. Even when we got off track, even when we got stagnant in our relationship with him, we continued to press forward. We continued to believe. We still had that faith, even if it was the size of a mustard seed. Because I know I definitely been there before where I was just like, okay, I'm believing in you, God, but I'm not. I was in the space where I just wasn't doing nothing. Like, I was just like, shoot, as soon as you bring something to my head, I guess I'm going to do something with it. Like, like, I guess, like, okay, I'm just waiting. I'm going to just sit here because at this point I'm tired. And y'all,
I'm tired.
Yeah. So that's really good. I'm so happy that you touched on that. So obviously God is the CEO of your business. But when did you decide that he was the CEO? Like, what led you to make him the CEO?
So, you know, I always had strong faith, but then, you know, there's times where, you know, you get off track and you go back and you get off track. And I just learned when you get off track, you're worse off.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel empty. You feel empty inside. You don't know where you're going. It's kind of like you're just spinning. And it's just like, okay, you know I don't want to do this, or I might end up going somewhere with friends or something like that, and I feel out of place. And it's just like, okay, I need to get back in my prayer closet. I need to get back in the Word because I'm just feeling so empty. And so for me, before I started my business, I prayed about it. And so, like, again, to go back to that book, The Success Principles, before I realized that hair was what I wanted to do, I also had a few other things that I was like, oh, I can do this. Like, so, like, I'm really into staying healthy. And so one thing was essential oils. Okay. I know essential oils are helpful and many of ways, and so I'm like, you know what, I could do some with essential oils because I use them, I'm very knowledgeable about them. And I'm like, so then I read about it, and when I read about it, I'm like, yeah, it's really hard to get a good vendor because sometimes those vendors would dilute the essential oils, and now they don't even work how they're supposed to work. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to talk about that. And so then during that process, just to speed up, like, I went through a few other things, like, you know I could do this or I could do that. And then I just prayed, and I was like, you know, Lord, before I decide to do anything, I want you to show me what to do. And in order for me to know that this is what I'm going to do, so I figured out, like, I like natural hair, right? Purchased some natural hair clips, failed. Hair was not good. So then that was when my next prayer was like, Lord, give me a vendor who worked with other vendors, right? So I end up finding someone who worked with top brands on the second try. And I'm just like, what?
Wow.
Get out of me.
Yes.
And so, so then after that, it was just like, at the moment, I knew they provided hair to other vendors, but not necessarily one of, you know, these other companies.
Right.
So that's another thing. But it's just like, that still is my stepping stone. So then now I have another one. But let's stay back focused here. But just to say, that was my sign. I asked him for that sign.
And he gave it
to you. And from that, that's when I was like, oh, I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It met every requirement, everything that I wrote written down, everything that I asked him for. He met each requirement. And so I was like, oh, well, this is where I'm supposed to be. And I have to execute. So before I started my business, he was the foundation of my business.
Yes. Yes, I love that. I love it. Yes, girl. And I feel like that's just how we kind of have to be, because when we get to leaning into our own understanding and what we want to do and fulfilling our desires instead of what God wants us to do with our life, then that's where we come into problems. Don't get me wrong. People can still be successful, obviously, without God. But that success is not kingdom success. There's two different successes. And I don't know, do you have anything to say about regular success and kingdom success?
Well, I definitely can say that sometimes in those instances when I've tried to do things by myself, it didn't last.
Okay.
It was like, what do they call it? One-hit wonders, where they have that one song or that one opportunity for success, but it doesn't grow further. So, I mean, in that, you know, Even when you have that one-time success, or even if you have success in general, you may end up feeling or having more failures, because if you're praying about something more often, you're eliminating those spots, right? Because you have to believe in your prayers. So if I'm saying, you know, Lord, lead and guide my steps, I come against any, you know, demonic spirits that may try to come against me or my business or my family, if you're believing that, then, you know, there may be obstacles that, you know, God is eliminating for you.
Right.
And so you don't even know it's happening, because sometimes things happen in disguise, like, and you might feel like, oh, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And then 2 months later, it's like, because that one thing happened, now you met this somebody who's like, I'm going to help you with your business, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of brings you to those different places in your life. So all I have to say is, if you don't listen to him, that sometimes you may not reach your goal as fast as you can, right?
Yes.
And then sometimes, you know, you can reach it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, things happen in life, and you just have to trust in him. And I know with him, all things are possible, and, you know, great things have happened. But I also know bad things have happened when I haven't, you know, when I wasn't listening to him. Or, like, in some of those instances which I mentioned before, where I didn't get good hair because I was just like, oh, I gotta get some more hair. It's sold out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then I also didn't thank him. I didn't pray about it. I'm just like, boom, boom, you know, moving too fast. Sometimes you can move too fast and totally forget him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you can't do that.
Yes. Yes, I love that, because it's so funny that you said that last part about that timing. That's one thing that I'm sharing with my mastermind, the students in my mastermind, it's not on our timing. God's timing is not our timing. Mm-hmm. His plan for us is not our plan. So through my entire program, people know before they sign up, I'm going to be pushing you to go for what it is that God wants you to do. What is your pursuit? It's basically a pursuit of destiny, and your destiny in Christ. So that's what we're on this week. And I've had a lot of them come to me and say, I'm ready to do this right now. Why do I have to wait for this, this, and this? And I'm like, sis, come on, let's just get it together. Let's say a prayer. It's time to be patient, because when you just start pushing stuff out there that, for one, isn't ordained by God, for two, you just kind of pushing it out there because you're like, I'm trying to make money, it's just not going to work, and it's not going to last. That is the difference. That is the biggest difference. And when I, you know, I told you I listen to other podcasts too, and I keep hearing the same thing. The difference between kingdom success and worldly success is longevity.
Yes.
And
longevity.
Yeah, that's just so real.
And it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me, or tell us, give us some advice that you would give to aspiring business owners. People who are just like, I kind of want to go into business, I'm not sure what I want to do. What would you say to that person?
I would say, test your product. Test what you want to do before you're like completely publicizing it, and, you know, where you spend so much money in your brand. Test it. You know, you can test it with your family, but sometimes you need more than family, because mm-hmm. family will say, girl, that's a good idea. And it's like,
right.
It's not. Right? Or it's not the best. You can have some, you know, you can tweak it to be better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I think that's one thing. Test it and actually take the time to commune with God. Mm-hmm. And I use God's Hebrew name, Yeshua. So to commune with Yeshua and do different things,
mm-hmm.
because he'll guide you. He'll open up doors mm-hmm. that nobody can open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or close. And so if you do that, 100%, I know you'll be able to find it, find your purpose, walk in your purpose. But whatever you do, when you're praying about it, do it wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Because in that, like, if you're not doing it, you may not get the answers you need.
Yes.
You may not hear him properly. So build that relationship with him so then you can hear his voice. So first, I would say, pray about it. Mm-hmm. Fast, pray. Then second, test it out. Actually know what you're doing coincides with who you are. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not happy about it, your business won't last because it's not easy.
Right.
It's really hard.
Yes.
If you, like, super hard. It's just like, and days I still, I'm like, I can't do Quilly Queens right now. And then it's something like, girl, you need some help. Like, people don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and I love it. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. And in those moments, then it's somebody who texts me like, hey, what should I do with this? How can I do this twist out? And I'm like, all right, I'm I'm supposed to do this.
Right.
But it's just like, do something that you find joy in. Because if it's not, it's not going to last.
Right.
Because it's a lot. It's a lot of work. It's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to stay committed that way. So pray about it, test it out, and love it.
Okay. So my second question is, what advice would you give to current business owners and those entering into or already in your field? So in the hair business, beauty, things like that.
So one thing I would say is you need to know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know what's out there in order to make sure that you stay true to your brand, true to yourself. So mm-hmm. like for me, I know my competitors, I know what's going on out there. I know what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know what's trending, you can't lead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because your goal is to cater to, you know, the masses, the people who, you know, who wants to purchase your product. But
mm-hmm.
if you're not keeping up with what's going on, like people like how-to videos.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to read about it. You know what I mean? But then you're saying like, I'm a good writer.
Yeah.
It's good that you're a good writer, sis, but it may not be conducive to the current environment, right?
Exactly.
And so that's one thing, is just know your competitors, know, you know, how to stay innovative, you know, and constantly growing. And sometimes you can have a roadblock,
mm-hmm.
but that's when you got to get your prayers in and, you know, asking God to move you, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes you get in way of your blessings, mm-hmm. right? And so the other thing I wanted to mention was marketing. You need to market. If that's like, if you have to spend anything on your business, it's to market it,
mm-hmm.
because you want to get your brand out to everyone else. And it doesn't even have to be perfect. That's the crazy thing. I know you guys see those sponsorships on Instagram or Facebook, but then we can even go on to television. The brands pay $1 billion, millions of dollars to have a commercial on the Super Bowl that's 30 seconds long. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it, you know, they're on to something. So if you try to remember those small things, you know, and get your brand out, then you'll be successful. And the last thing is, don't stop learning. Like, I don't feel like I know enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to ask as many questions. If I meet someone who has another business, most of the times they want to help you. They want to give you some of their advice that, you know, they went through. I know I don't mind it because, like, I mean, why you got to go through it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not me, so you can never do what I'm doing. You're you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So we might not even have the same business, but if you stay true to yourself and people understand that if you ask them questions, they will be more than willing to give you those answers. And some people won't. I've had that situation. But to me, in my eyes, I just say, you know, they don't love themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you could just treat people that way, I mean, honestly, what's going on here? To me, internally, there's something internally going on. I'm not even going to say they don't love themselves,
yeah.
but it's something internally going on. And you can't just, you know, give out some little bit of feedback or support to people around you if someone's asking it, right?
Right.
So that's the thing. Always learn. I don't feel like I have it all. I want to learn. So if I know something, tell me about it. Because I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to be the best that I can be. So
mm-hmm.
don't feel like you know it all. Just because you get to a level of success, that doesn't mean you know everything. Just continue to learn, research, and grow. And be kind to whoever you come in contact with.
Yes, that be kind part, girl. Because people really will... They are not the same person that they are on social media. Girl. And it's just so sad. Like, people really come off as really nice. You know, they're very beautiful on the outside, but when you meet them in person on the inside, it is just not the same.
Impatient. They're just, you could just tell. It's like, ooh, you know what? This is some bad energy. I hate this about it.
Right.
It's just like, sis, did you have a bad day? I don't know. But
Yeah.
that's one thing, because you never know, you might be blocking your blessings because you're short with someone, or because you think
Exactly.
you're too good to talk to someone or give them advice. And next thing you know, that person you decided not to get advice is a multimillionaire, and now you're trying to, you know what I mean? It's just like, don't be that person. Be more than that. Be better,
B,
because it doesn't
yes.
hurt.
Yes. Okay. I love everything thus far. Okay, girl. So my last question for you is, how do you stay motivated? How do you keep going when things just seem like they aren't working?
So I stay motivated because, like I said before, you know, I'm praying and I'm doing all the things, and I also listen, hear that scripture, you know, be courageous, right?
Yes.
Have that strength. And, you know, I think of Yah as my bodyguard. But besides that, there's another scripture that I hold dear to my heart because it almost saddens me to hear. Like, so if you read the book of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is really about Jeremiah prophesizing people, telling them like, hey, do this or this is gonna happen. But during this time, Yah had set his people free, right? They set his people free, and now they're in Jerusalem. But they're in Jerusalem just acting crazy, right? And so there
Yes.
was a scripture in there, and it's Jeremiah 2 verse 21. And it says, but I was the one who planted you, choosing a vine of the purest stock, the very best. How did you grow into this corrupt, wild vine? So like that hits me in the heart, because it's just like, he chose us for something specific. And then there's times where you've reached your purpose, you know what it is, right? But then, and now you're like, oh, I'm making the money, I'm doing this.
Yes.
And now you're not praying. Now you're not doing what, you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is maintaining that relationship with him, right? And so that's one of my motivations, because God created us to be his friend. That was a re original reason why we're here. And you know, if I'm not constantly communing with him, constantly keeping myself, you know, in front of him, in front of his words, hearing his word, you know, then I start to feel empty. And then I start to, you know, feel like, you know, just spiraling downward and not, you know, reaching that success. It's just like, oh, what is going on? And the next thing I know, I'm like, I haven't prayed. I haven't done nothing. I haven't asked God for guidance. I haven't done the things that I need to do. And there's another verse in that same chapter. Verse 25, it says, when will you stop running? When will you stop panting after other gods? So it's just like, you can't keep doing those things. Like, it's so easy to say, right? Because, you know, we live in a world where everybody's doing anything, and they're just like, oh, the universe, you know, and it's like, oh, I'm just gonna meditate. But that's not enough, because we are spiritual beings, right? I'm just gonna do some yoga. And it's just like, sometimes those things aren't enough. And I am doing those things, but in those, I'm still feeling sad. I'm still feeling like I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So in those moments where I'm not feeling motivated, I just remind myself of these scriptures, remind myself of like how y'all, you know, talk to these people who were set free, right? And now they're just having fun. And I don't want to be that person, right? I don't want to be that person just living, doing anything after, you know, God has done everything for me, right? And so now I'm almost feeling invisible. Like, I'm set free. I'm doing whatever. I'm making money. I don't want to be that person, because in this same book, he also says, if we go to Jeremiah 6, verse 19. So Jeremiah is full of some good stuff,
Okay,
right? You
yes,
guys
it's come
wanna.
through with the Bible study, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm gonna do something real quick. I just love, this is something I've been reading about. And it just says, listen, all the earth. So this was Jeremiah 6, verse 19. Listen, all the earth, I will bring disaster on my people. It is the fruit of their own schemes, because they refuse to listen to me. They have rejected my word. And then if you skip down, it says, I will not accept burnt offering. So he's like, I ain't doing nothing for y'all. I already set y'all free. Y'all acted up. I'm not doing anything. I will put obstacles. This is verse 21. I will put obstacles in my people's path. Fathers and sons will both fall over them. Neighbors and friends will die together. So them bad friends y'all got, or we got, too. I have, right? Those people that, I'm not even going to say bad friends, but, you know, you might be trying growing, and it's, you have those friends who, you know, are like, girl, come on, you need to do that. And you're like, I don't even do that no more.
Yeah.
But it's not, you don't say that, because you still want to hang out with them, because you love your friends, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like, you're trying to expand to another level and reach that potential. And so, in that, like he said, y'all gonna die together. So, I was trying to remember those things, because it's just like, God is so real, so true. That's how, you know, I try to keep my motivation, because when I do fall, things are not going as great in my life. And that doesn't mean like, oh, my bills aren't getting paid. It's internally, I'm just feeling empty. I'm not feeling happy. And that's what I want. That's why I always say, like, if you are going to do a business, do something you love, because, you know, it's hard.
It's hard.
And so my motivation is just knowing that God is so real that he could take everything away from you in a split second. And he's serious about it. It's written. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a joke. And, you know, but then he also goes to say, like, if you do follow him, he will answer everything, right? Even your bodyguard. Like, you know, like I said from the beginning, with him, all things are possible. So it's just like, knowing that, I just try to keep him first.
Yes.
In my downtime, my alone time, when I'm just not feeling like myself, I just try to keep him.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much, Brittany, for being on the show. Thank you so much for just keeping it real with us and helping us to, like, get to that next level and giving us those gems. If you wasn't taking notes, then I'm going to suggest that you rewind and take some notes, sis, because she dropped some gems, and you definitely don't want to miss a beat of what she dropped. So tell us where we can find you on social media and where we can get some hair, sis.
Yes, so if you're trying to eliminate that aquafro stage, or you're just trying to figure out what products work best for you, you can use our Quality Queens here as a protective style, or just to add some length. So on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we're not as active on Twitter, so if there's anybody out here who's a content manager, hit us up. But
okay, there go a job for somebody, okay?
Yes, so you can find us at Quality Queens with a Z at the end, on all social media handles, and that's CoilyQueenz.
Okay.
And, you know, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me today. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, it's always good to kind of talk about Yah and how good he is to us. You know, it's good to, you know, just share. And so, thanks for having me.
Yes, girl. Thank you. And you guys definitely check Quality Queens out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you want to get some hair, go to www.coilyqueens.com. And I will see you guys next week.